The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Nazir has been dedicated by our good friend Haimi and Dina Dana. Hashem Yishmirem V'Hayim. V'Hatzlacha for all their children that they should be Mehunach Alpi Toratenu HaKedusha. They should grow up and they should be Zochel Torah U'Mitzvot U'L'Chupa ולמעשים טובים, ובפרט, רפואה שלמה, ומשה בן דינה, אין נא רפנה לו, בתוך שאר חולי עמו ישראל, וגם רפואה שלמה, פנינה, בת אסתר, אין נא רפנה לה, אין נא רפנה לה, אין נא רפנה לה, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, ורפואתה קרבה לבוא, וכן ירסון, ונאמר אמן, וזכות המסכת נזיר יגן בעדם, אמן. Daf Chaf Aleph. Today's daf is being studied. Le'anu Nishmat Murzikini Yosef Ben Sara. Le'anu Nishmat Avram Ben Esther. Ruh Hashem Tanihem Began Aiden Amim. Today's daf is being studied. Fu'a Shilema. Sara Ruhama Bat Rachel. Sara Bat Rachel. Enna Refan Elahim. Enna Refan Elahim. Fata Nefesh. Fata Guf.
Lecture mode on.
Fu'atam Karabala Bovichin Yerasum Anamar Amim. Begin today's daf. On Daf Chaf Amud Bet, starting 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom, right in the Gemara. The Mishnah that we learned discussed cases where a person, let's say, said that he's a Nazir, and his friend heard him. And his friend said, Va'ani. And there was another friend there that also said, Va'ani. So we said that their statement, me also, Va'ani, and so too I, that is equivalent to them accepting upon themselves a nizirut. So now the Gemara says, Yativ, Rish Lakish, Kamed Rabbi Yehuda Nesi'ah. Rish Lakish sat in front of Rabbi Yehuda Nesi'ah. V'yativ v'kamar nito, and he said, V'hu shetfiso kulan betok kede dibur. That all those friends that are accepting upon them nizirut have to accept it within a certain frame of time. The time is tok kede dibur. Now, which means, the Gemara is going to say, Vechama, how much is Toch Kedei Dibur? Kedei She'elat Shalom. The amount of time that it takes a student to say Shalom to his rabbi. Vechama Kedei She'elat Shalom. And what is that? Kedei She'omer Shalom Talmid Lerav. So the amount of time that a student takes to say Shalom to his rabbi, which means Shalom Alecha Rabbi. Three words. That's the way a student greets his rabbi. And that's the amount of time that we're saying that the people, the friends, have to accept upon themselves the nizirut. So therefore, basically, you can go up to three friends. Which means, the first guy says, the guy, original guy says, I'll be a nazir. The first guy hears him, va'ani. The next guy says, va'ani. He's still talking the dibud of the first guy. And the third guy will say, va'ani. Three words, ani, 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 shalom alecha rabbi. So as long as you're within the time span of she'elat kedeh, a Talmid Lerav, which is basically saying that this train of the Zirut goes up to three people. That's what the Shtakish was saying. Once you get to the fourth guy cannot be Tokhe De Dibur. Because the first guy says Ani, and then the next guy says Ani, then the third guy says Ani, the fourth guy already is out of the frame. That's not She'elat Talmid Lerav. That's the news of the Shtakish, that there's a limit to this this acceptance. Of course, the understanding is, the logic is that they're all accepting it based on the first one's acceptance. So therefore they all have to latch on to his nizirut. So long as you're within Toch Kedei Dibur of the first guy, so therefore you're in. But anybody after that, it's not considered an acceptance. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Le, so the Yehuda Nesi'ah, who heard this from the Shlakish, says, Tuv, which really tells him, go out, or go back, or sit. Lo Shavat Navhal Talmidah. You're not giving room for the student. What does it mean, not giving room for the student? He asked him a question like this. He says, what's going to happen if, let's say, you have a guy that says out loud, I am going to be a Nazir, or I am a Harini Nazir, right? And you have his friend standing there, and he wants to latch on. But at that moment, that fellow, his rabbi walked by. So he had to say to his rabbi, Shalom Alecha Rabbi. Now he wants to accept upon the nizirut. You're going to tell me, if a student is saying hello to his rabbi, that's it, he's out of the zone already, because he said, Shalom Alecha Rabbi. Now he cannot say, va'ani, because he's past the time. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he wants to say you have four shots, four succession, four people, which means not only Shalom Aleichem Rabbi, but one after that, because you have to give the student time to say Shalom Aleichem Rabbi, just in case he's in that position. So we have a fantastic mahalokah in between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yehuda. Is it three or is it four? Now look at the Tosafot. Let's just read all this in the Tosafot now. Yativ. Yativ, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Kamed Rabbi Yehuda, Nesi Av Yativ, Kamad, Ushit, Fiso, Barishon, Shenadar ben Nazir, Shekol Echad, Vechad, Amar, Va'ani, Hem Shalosh Tevot. Three words, right? The Afilu Acharon took the Dibur ben Arishon. Even the third guy is took the Dibur from the first guy. Aval Harbi'i, Enu Yachol Latfis Atzmo Barishon. Va'afilu Amar Va'ani. Even if he says the same word, Va'ani. Shekevar Shehu Kedid Dibur Min Arishon. He's already out of the Kedid Dibur zone. V'dekach lo hayl nizut arbiya. Therefore the nizut is not hal on the fourth guy. Next was fourth. Amar le, tu lo shavak lev hal talmida. Well, you didn't leave a room for the student. We need for the student. Kilomar. Talmid sheshama le'ahad shenadar ben Azir. The student that heard somebody accept upon himself the zirut. Ubikesh lomar va'ani. And he wanted to say va'ani. Ubtoch kach. And in the interim, over rabbo lefanav. His rabbi was walking by. Du hayav lagdim lo shalom. He's got to greet him. Ve'lomar shalom alecha rabbi. Ve'em shalosh tevot. Shuv lo yu'id latfis ben Azir. Im yomar va'ani shekevar shehak kede dibur. Everybody kede dibur pest. Ve'en zu sevara. That doesn't make sense. Ela vadai. The fourth guy also was included. So long as he didn't waste any time right after Kedid Dibur. Which is, so you have that extra second after Kedid Dibur. The fifth guy. That's the fifth guy already. You're out of the Toch Kedid Dibur. You're out of the post Toch Kedid Dibur. And therefore, everybody agrees the fifth guy cannot be Matfis. Comes the Gemara now and says, Tanya Namecheh, we have a Braita to support this opinion over here. That what? Like Rish Lakish, that you only get up to three people in succession. Bi she'amar adini nazir. V'shama havero, v'shaha kede dibur. And he waited within the kede dibur. V'amar v'ani. And he said, well, actually, he waited till Kedid Dibur, after the Kedid Dibur. Ve'amar ve'ani, and he said, ve'ani mitu, hu asur. Which means, he is going to be asur. Which means, the original guy. The guy that said, hadini nazir. Ve'havero mutar. But his friend's going to be mutar. Why? Because he waited till after Kedid Dibur. So you see what? You only have within Toch Kedid Dibur for the friends to accept upon himself the nizur. Ve'kama kede dibur, kede she'elat shalom, talmid le'rav. Good. So then we have a braita that's clear like Rabbi Shimon. Look at the Tosafot, the second Tosafot. Mi she'amar le'ani nazir, v'shama haveru v'sha kede dibur. Pirush, kede dibur davka, ve'lo yoter, ve'omer miyad va'ani. Which is, he waited exactly to kede dibur, and then he said, va'ani. Hu asur. ואני הוא אסור פירוש הראשון שנדר בנזיר וחברו מותר אלמה דולומצא להתפוסה אלא שן כולן תוך כדי דיבור אבל הרביעי ששעה אחר כדי דיבור לא כריש לקיש גוד comes the Gemara and says lema messiah, let us bring a proof from the following case. Now whenever you see a lema, it's let us, there's a chance it's going to be rejected. Understand? When it brings a conclusive proof, tanya kivate, it is a proof. Sometimes the Gemara says, Lema Messiah, will this be a proof to Rish Lakish? That implies already when you see the Lema Messiah, that there's going to be a rejection to this proof. It's not conclusive. So the Gemara says, Lema, let us say Messiah, will we say that there's a proof to Rish Lakish? What's the case? Mish amar Lini Nazir. Okay, guy says that Lini Nazir. Veshama Havero. His friend heard. Va'amar Va'ani Va'ani. So two friends you have over here. Va'ani, the first guy, and the second guy says, Va'ani, vetula. And that's it. It doesn't say anymore. Now, l'chaura, why is this a proof to Rish Lakish? L'chaura, Rish Lakish, he'd let you say Va'ani three times. This bright over here is only giving you two shots. So l'chaura, we have to figure out, how is this a proof to Rish Lakish? Again, this case was over here where the friend said what? Hareni Nazir. Good. No, the guy, the original. Then what? Friend said, Vani. Second guy came along and said, Vani. By the way, there's no argument in that case. Everybody agrees that you have two friends that in succession for sure can accept. Why is this a proof to the Shtakish more than the Yehuda? So look at the Tosafot. Nema Messiah le Misham. Matnitini. By the way, that's our Mishnah. This is the proof of our Mishnah. Veketani va'ani. Vetula. Rabbi Yehuda nisi'am matzil limitni va'ani va'ani arba pa'amim. Really, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should have said, if the Mishnah was accurate according to him, it should have said va'ani four times. So comes to us verses, v'im tomar v'rabbi Shimon ben Lakish namin nitni va'ani va'ani shalosh pa'amim. So even according to the Shtakish, the Mishnah should have said va'ani three times. It only said it twice. V'yesh lomar d'hachi ka'amar. So Tosfot explains the question in depth. Bishlama l'Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish lo etzericha l'limitni ela bet pa'amim va'ani. According to the Shtakish, it only had to tell me two va'anis. Why? L'ashmi'ina degam ha'shini nitfas barishon shuto kede dibur. And the Hadush is that the second guy also will become a Nazir, even though he has the guy before him interrupting. Which means, even though he has somebody before, because everybody's latching on to guy number one. So the Hadush is that not only the first guy's a Nazir, but die. The guy first says, ha'anini Nazir, the other guy says, va'ani. He's right there. The Hadush is even the second guy, that what? That there was an interruption between himself and the first guy. He was one and three, now the second guy was in between. Hadush, he still is considered a Nazir. Tafagav de imsa'i mafsik b'diburo b'nishon l'shir l'shir. V'u'adin de gam n'shir l'shir sh'yomar va'ani yatfiz b'rishon. So once already I told you that, of course the third guy will be matfis. There's no logic to say guy number three will not be matfis. The Mishnah only has to tell you the Hiddush. So the Hiddush is, number one, that you can be matfis at all. The guy number one that says Va'ani, he's in. That's Hiddush in itself. Guy number two is also a Hiddush. That even though there's guy number one interrupting between him and the original guy, he'll also be matfis. According to the Shtik, I don't have to tell you guy number three. There's no sivara why guy number three should not be matfis. For sure he's be matfis. Why not? He's talking there, dibur. However, according to the Yehuda, if you hold that four people can go into succession over here, you got to tell me guy number four, because that's a hadush. Again, the Mishnah is only interested in telling me hadushim. It's not going to tell me things that are obvious. How much cases did the Mishnah tell me? Hareri Nazir, Va'ani, Va'ani. That's a proof to the Shtakish. Why? So that's what's explaining to us. Because according to the Shtakish, how many guys can go in succession? Three. Va'ani, Va'ani, Va'ani. So why didn't it say Va'ani, Va'ani, Va'ani three times? Because it doesn't have to. It only tells you things that you need to know as a Hiddush. Well, it's definitely a Hiddush to tell me, number one, when a guy says Hareri Nazir, that the guy next to him that says Va'ani is in. Okay, that's Hiddush. And guy number two is also Hiddush, by the way. Because you would have thought, maybe guy number two, since he has the hefsek in between him and the original guy, he cannot be matfis. He can also. I don't have to tell you the third guy. Why shouldn't the third guy be in? It's obvious. He's talking to the Nibur. What's the sevarat? Tell me not. So it's obvious. So the Mishnah doesn't have to tell me three times. But in the Biyuda, there is a Hiddush, maybe not in guy number three, but there's a Hiddush in guy number four. That you can tell me, even though he's out of Kedid Dibur, he's in. So therefore, according to the Biyuda, it should have said, Va'ani, 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 Va'ani. It's got to tell me all four. Whereas according to the Shtakish, the Mishnah is accurate. Even though it only told me Va'ani, Va'ani, the third one is obvious. That's the way Tosfot understands the proof. So comes the Gemara and says,
Tana ki ruchla, lichshav v'lazil v'litni.
This is an answer the Gemara says many times. The Tana, is our Tana a peddler? Tana ki ruchla, is he like a rochel, a peddler? Lechshiv v'lizil, that he has to list and go and state every case, which means the Rabbi Yehuda says, that's not a question. I mean, what do you want the Mishnah to say? Va'ani, 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 va'ani. What, he has to list, like a peddler, list all its wares? The Mishnah said twice. They don't have to live here, give you all the cases. Don't bring a proof, right? Like, etc. They don't have to bring me a proof. Don't bring a proof against me from Amishnah, because it only said va'ani twice. The Mishnah doesn't have to list every single word, like a peddler. Right? In the Tosfos languages, Vani lo hashlim not kol ma sheya yachol limnot. The Mishnah was not worried to list every single thing that has to list. So comes the Gemara and says, okay, that's fine. Velitni had,
ולשמיעינן הנה, which means,
so then, already, if you're telling me the Mishnah is not a peddler, so say one va'ani. Which means, what do you want to teach me now? You want to just teach me the concept of what? Hatfasa. That you can make hatfasa. So, the original guy, you got to tell me. I didn't need Nazir. Tell me the guy one. Va'ani. What already are you peddling more than once already? Which means, if already you're telling me, atu, tana, ruchla, the Tanakh to list four times? Good. So list once then. And you teach me your chidush.
So comes the Gemara and says, you're right. You are correct. Hachanameh.
Hachanami. Really? Could have only said one va'ani.
Umishum diktani sefa.
But since in the latter part of the Mishnah, it said what?
Hutar harishon hutru kulan.
Remember we said in the end of the Mishnah? That if the first guy, the original, absolves his nizirut, what happens to the train? Everybody else after him, the nizirut, goes off.
So and what did it say then? Hutar acharon.
And then it said at the end of the Mishnah, if the last guy breaks his nizirut,
ha'acharon mutar v'chulan asurim.
He becomes permissible. Everybody before him remains permissible.
Michlal de'ika imsa'i.
Well, from the fact that it said in the end of the Mishnah, acharon and rishon, it implies that there's a middle guy.
So therefore, umishum ha'achi ketani va'ani va'ani.
That's why in the Risha, it also put two guys, because in the Sefa was mashma, there was a middle guy. Because it said Rishon and Aharon. So when you have a Rishon and an Aharon, this guy. So you're right. Really, for the Resha, the Biyuta will tell you, for me, I was good with just one Va'ani. And the Hadush of the Resha, the Mishnah, is that a guy could be Matfis, Behaveron, and that's fine. And don't ask me how come the Mishnah didn't say Va'ani, 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 Va'ani four times, like I hold. The Mishnah's not a peddler, I have to say all the cases. All right, but it said two. You're right. Even the two was just Agav. The two was just derech agav, because the Sefa told me scenarios. Rishon, Aharon. So once already you're dealing with Rishon and Aharon, those are terminologies first and last. It's mashma there was a guy in the middle. So therefore the Bnei also discussed that case as well. Now obviously you could ask a question, which Tosafot asks, why in the Sefer did you have to tell me Rishon Nachal? Just tell me two. Just tell me one case in the Sefer. Just tell me Rishon Vesheni. What do you need three guys in the Sefer? What was the Sefer? Just you can make the same Hedushim with two guys. By the way, you have one guy made the Nizirut, one guy said Va'ani. So if the original breaks out of his Nizirut, so the his friend is out also. But if the friend breaks out, the friend is out and the original guy's in. Which means you can teach with the same Hedushim with two people. You didn't need to give me three people either in the Sefa. Tosfot asked this question. So look at the Tosafot. Umeshani Tosfot. Inachiname. Umeshum diktani Sefa. Neklal diika imsaim. Meshumachi diktani va'ani va'ani. Vim tomar. Dihi gufa tikshi. It's the same question. De litni had va'ani. The Sefa litni hutara rishon. If the original guy breaks his nizirut, hutara sheni. The second guy will be mutar. Hutara sheni. And if the second guy was the friend that says Va'ani, lo tarishon, you could have used the same case with two people. Which means you, Rabbi Yudah, you gave a great answer. We told you, so just say one. Just say one Va'ani in the Resha. You're right. The only reason why we said two Va'anis in the Resha is because we said two Va'anis in the Sefa. So Tosfot says, Hazak Baruch, what are you saying? Two Va'anis in the Sefa also. You could have got away with one Va'ani in the Sefa as well. And we learned the same Adushim.
ויש לומר, דלמן דאמר לקמן, חד בחברי מתפיס נקת.
Immediately we're going to see a very important fundamental machloket, how this business of hatfasa works. We took it for granted that when the second guy says va'ani, he's attaching himself to the original. That's for sure, everybody agrees to that. There's nobody else he can attach himself to. But when the third guy says Va'ani, we always understood he's attaching himself again to the original. But there's a logic to say that each guy attaches himself to the guy before him. So you have, we're going to call, for to make things easier, we're going to call it, okay, we just call everybody 1, 2, 3. One is the original guy. So guy number one says, Hadini Nazir. Guy number two says, Va'ani. Well, of course, he's latching on to the original. Guy number three comes up and says, Va'ani. There's a logic to say, guy number three is attaching himself to guy number two. Now, that, of course, changes the entire dynamic of how this thing's going to work. But, by far. But now, once already you can accept such a concept, now I can understand, Tosfot says, why in the Sefer and the Mishnah, you needed to tell me that there was three people over here. Why? So Tosfot says, Nakat lemedak mine acharon hu deleka aharini batre. Which means, I'll tell you, when the last guy breaks his nezirut, there's nobody after the last guy. Guy number three. When the guy, last guy number three. So he's going to be mutar, but nobody else. Because there's nobody after him. Implying what? That if the middle guy, if the second guy breaks his nezirut, not only he's absolved, but the guy after him as well. The third guy. Because the third guy latches onto the second guy. So therefore, once you learn like the Mishnah like that, there is a reason why the Sefer needed to give me three people. Because you need to show me that while to make the diyuk. While guy three, when he is absolved, he only affects himself because there's nobody following him. Oh, implying what? That's only when the Aharon did. Mashma, when the Imsa'i. When guy two absolved himself, well, he's absolved. And anybody that's on the train after him as well. So therefore, that's why you could say the Sefer was justified to give me the scenario of three. So once in the Sefer, he gave me a scenario of three, which means there was obviously Rishon and Aharon. Mashma, there was an Imsa'i. So in the Resha, also you gave me a case where there was an Imsa'i, where there was two people that said, Va'ani. Very good. So that's the way the Biyuda answers. Now we go back to our technique that we learned today. That's why the Gemara said, Lema Misayale. The Gemara thought to bring a proof to the Shtakish, but it was rejected. Okay, and we knew it was going to be rejected from the fact that the Gemara used the language of Lema Misayale. Let us say that this is going to be a proof. So we knew right away with the technique that, you know, get ready, this proof is going to be inconclusive as we see it is inconclusive. Okay, comes the Gemara and says, Ibayilu. Now the Gemara goes back to this fundamental question of explaining how this hatfasa works. Now again, I told you, we took it for granted. We said, we know hatfasa works. They're all latching on to the original. Who says? Ibayilu had behavre mitfis. Right away, the Gemara starts with the other side, the not obvious side. Maybe I'll say each guy's latching on to his friend. Two latches on to one, three latches on to two, four, like each one goes on the guy before him. Or dilma bekama mitfise. Or do I say no? They're all connected to the original. So the Gemara says, well, right, lemay nafkamina. What is the nafkamina in such a way of learning? Big nafkamina. Le'atfuse umezal. How many could be in the train of succession? I amart had behavre matfis. Matfisan ve'azlin le'olam. Which means you're not limited to the toch kedei dibur of the original. See, till now we always understanding what? Since you're latching on to the original guy, so therefore what? You got to be toch kedei dibur of him. But if each guy is matfis, his friend, so therefore you can go, keep on going. Which means so long as you're connected to the guy before you, you're not limited to toch kedei dibur of the original. You're able to... You might have to be toke de dibur, but it gives you much more flexibility. Much more people can join this zirut. The amar bekamai bekamametfis. But if you say it's the original guy that they're latching on to, tefe mechde dibur lo matfisina. More than toke de dibur, you will not be able to be matfis. Okay, so that is the nefkamina between these cases, and that is the Gemara's question. So comes the Gemara now, is going to bring a proof. Okay, what's the proof? So the Gemara says, "My, what is the din?" So comes the Gemara and says, "Tashema." We're going to bring proofs now to try to prove it. Either it's kol ahad matfis b'chavero or matfis from the original. Tashema. Hareni Nazir. Veshama Havero. Va'amar. Va'ani. Va'ani. Okay, like our Mishnah. Original guy said, Hariri Nazir. Two guys followed and said, Va'ani, Va'ani. So the Gemara says, Ve'tu la'amidi. And that's it. Which means you only gave me an option for two more guys to latch on. And like we learned earlier, that it's really three guys, but the Mishnah doesn't have to list me, you know, the third guy, because it's obvious since he's talking to Dibur. Shema mina bekamahu de mitvise. It's mashma that what? The fact that you only told me va'ani, va'ani, you limited how many people could join in this train, it's mashma, they're all latching on to the original guy. De'i sankadakad ba'abre mitvise litni tuba va'ani. Let it list many times va'ani. Now again, you're talking about it should say at least three times va'ani. Right. So I told you, it doesn't have to say three times va'ani, because the Mishnah is only interested in telling me the hiddushim. The first guy, of course, is a hadush, that there's a concept of hadfasa. The second guy is also a hadush, that even though he's being blocked by the second guy, he can still matfis to the first guy. The third guy don't have to tell me about it, because obviously he's still kidding the dibur. Why should it be worse than the second guy? But if you're telling me that, that each guy can be matfis on each other, you got to tell me more cases. So I know that each guy's latching on to each other. It should say more. The Gemara says that doesn't have to do that. Again, Tana ki ruchla lechshib b'lezid b'litneh. Same game answer. What is it, Tana, a peddler? Why the Mishnah is going to say va'ani, va'ani, va'ani 1,000 times? Once already you got the concept that you can do it, figure it out yourself. Mishnah doesn't have to peddle its wares, its cases. So the Gemara says, v'litni had, which means, let the Mishnah at least say one, v'lashmi'inan kullihon, which means, so then don't say twice, just say, like we asked before, just say one va'ani. We're ready to tell me it's not a peddler, it doesn't have to go peddle its way, it's good. Tell me once, va'ani, and I learned the concept already. That to call a hadzvah matfis v'havero. That's it, I don't know everything. So the Gemara says, you're right. Aidi diktani, hutara rishon hutru kulan, hutara aharon aharon hutar v'cholan asurim, mechlal di'ika imsa'i, mishum haki ketani, va'ani, va'ani. You're right, I got the sefa, exactly like we learned earlier. Since in this sefa, we talked about a Rishon and an Aharon, so therefore, Mashmah, there's a middle guy. So therefore, Nidisha, also we discussed a middle guy. But in a Chinameh, you didn't have to do that. So therefore, we have no proof yet to which side is correct. So comes the Gemara, we'll bring another proof. Again, we're trying to prove one question here. How does that Fasa work? Is it latching onto each other or latching onto the first guy? Tashema, also from our Mishnah, Hutar HaRishon, Hutru kulan. Oh, so what do we say? The first guy, the original, he makes a taran his nedir on his nazirut. What happens? Everybody after him falls off. Hutru kulan. Rishon udesharu. Oh, so it says Rishon udesharu. Ha imsa'i lo, which means the first fellow, he is mutar, but the middle guy, no. Shma mina. Bekama matfisan, which means it's mashma from the fact that you told me that what? That when the first guy gets his nizirut off, who becomes mutar? Hutru kulan. Which means it says everybody in the line becomes mutar. Mashma what? Let's make the deal. Only because guy number one did it. But let's say guy number two, implying if the middle guy took his nizirut off, then only his nizirut is off and not anybody else. Hold it. If you're telling me that each guy's matfis b'havero, lechaura, if the middle guy bails out of his nizirut, everybody following him also should be out. But from the Mishnah only said only when guy number one bails out, then everybody else is out. And it didn't say, I can make a diuk. Davka rishon shehutar hutru kulan. Mashma, hutar imsa'i lo tru kulan. Now again, if you're saying that each one latches on each other, even if the Imsa'i bailed out, everybody else should go out. From the fact that Mishnah only said Rishon Hutru Kulan, Mashma the Matfis in the Rishon. Good proof from the Mishnah. So comes the Gemara. I want to read that inside so you get the reading correctly. Mm-hmm. Again, Tashema Hutar Rishon Hutru Kulan. So the Gemara now makes a diyuk. Rishonu Desharu. Only when the Rishon bailed out of his Nezirut. Ha'imsa'i, no. But if the second guy bails out of his nizirut, it's not going to matir the chain. Shma' mina bekama matfisin. So you learn over here that what? That fasa is from the original.
Emalecha, I can tell you le'olam had b'chavre matfis. Tana, it's each guy links to his friend. Each guy latches onto his friend. Ve'aydi deba'em mitna hutru kulan. The Mishnah wanted to use the language to say what? Hutru kulan. Now let's stop. What's the only case where you could use the terminology hutru kulan? Everybody is mutar. That's only when the first guy bails out of his nazirut. Now, that doesn't mean to say if the imsa'i bails out that the guys after him are not going to be out as well. Yeah, for sure.
But the word kulan.
But if I want to use the word kulan, the only way I can use the word kulan is by saying when the first guy gets out of his nazirut, everybody else falls. That's the only case of hutru kulan. Why? The itana imsa'i. Who's going to be left over if the imsa'i bails out?
First guy.
Now, why would the Mishnah want to use the word kulan? That the Gemara is assuming is a fact. We want to use that word kulan. So but don't make it diyuk. Oh, only the Rishon, but not the Sheni. What did the Sheni guy, if he gets out of the Nizru, everybody else beyond him is going to follow to be out of the Nizru because it's linked to each other. Oh, so why did you say Rishon? Because that's the only case we have with true kulan. So what's the chat? Why true kulan? Why is it so important to him? And we have to say, who says this actually? This is brought down by the Mefarshim, really, that they're saying that the reason why the Mishnah chosen the Rishat to use a case of kulam, because in the Sefa it also uses the word kulam in the case where if the last guy on the chain leaves the Nezirut, he is mutar the kulam asurim. Everybody before him remains the isur. So therefore, since in the Sefa you use the scenario of kulam, so therefore in this case also we gave a scenario of kulam, but not to make a diyuk from it. Ela hu adin, you could say kol ahad matfis ba'ura. So it's more of an inyan of keeping consistency in a mishnah. Comes the Gemara and continues. Tashema. Again, all these proofs have to be from our Mishnah. Hutar ha'acharon. If the last guy was matir is nezirut, ha'acharon mutar. Right, so he's mutar, obviously. V'chulan asurin. Good, that's the quote from the Mishnah that we just said. Everybody before him is going to be permissible. So now the Gemara makes a diyuk. Now what's that bit? Oh, dilo, okay, he reads it like this. Dilo ika acharina batre, which means, or deleka, which means he doesn't have anybody after him. Which is the reason why he's the only one that's asur, is because he's the last guy. Aval emsa'i, diuk, di ika acharina batre, but the middle guy that has a guy after him, mishtere. Both of them will become permissible. The middle guy and anybody that follows him. That's a good diuk. Shma mina. Had bechavre matvis. So you see what? That they are linked to each other. You have a proof. Because again, the Mishnah said, the last guy, he's permissible, everybody else asur. Implying what? Only because he's the last guy.
Right.
Mashma, anybody before him, I mean the middle guy, he matir is neder, he's mutar, and subsequently the guy after him. Ela, what do you see? That they're all linked to each other. Kibra says, no. Le'olam emalach bekama mitfisin. Really, I can tell you everybody's linked to the original guy. Oh, umay acharon diktani. Oh, and when the Mishnah said acharon, we understood acharon is the last guy. What is acharon that it says in the Mishnah? Imsa'i. Oh, it's really the second guy, which is the Mishnah is calling the imsa'i the acharon. Now, if you're learning it like that, then you have no proof. Because the Mishnah is saying, Adabah, if the Imsa'i guy bails out, he stands alone. He's Asur. He's Mutar, obviously, because he bailed out. But everybody else is Asur. What's the Pshat? Because they're linked to the original guy. Now, why would you call the Imsa'i the Aharon? So the Gemara says, Ve'aydi de Tana Rishon, Tana Aharon.
which means since we used language, right, we're calling Rishon, so therefore you use the word Aharon. It's an ID. It's to keep the things consistent. Okay, now what is the what does that really mean? Yes. Right, since the Mishnah said Utara Rishon, so the Mishnah also says Aharon. But really that means the middle guy, it's consistency. So comes the Gemara and says, so you still do not have a proof to this concept. Mm-hmm. Comes the Gemara and says, one more time. Tashema, we have a Braita this time. Netanya, Behedya, or explicitly. Hutara Rishon, Hutar Kulan. Hutara Aharon, Ha'acharon Mutar, V'chulan Asurin. Hutar Imsa'i. Now you can't start saying lavdavkas anymore. If the middle guy was Matir, Hemenu Ulmata Mutar. Anybody past him also becomes Mutar. Hemenu Ulmala. Anybody above him, Asur. Shma' Minah, Had Behavrem Matfis, Shma' Minah. The Gemara concludes. It's working like that. That really, each guy's linked to himself.
Daisy chain.
And then, right, it's a chain of each person. And therefore, comes out, you don't need that whole machloket that we learned with the Shtakishin of Yehuda. That's really not effective anymore, because that's only going on the assumption that they were saying. And the whole machloket was on that assumption. Which if you say that it works, bekama, how far you want to go? But the maskarat gemara, you don't need, you can do more than three, you can do more than four, you can do 1,000. So long as each guy is took a didibur of
each other,
the next guy, so therefore you can go. And that's the, that's coming, that's going to be. Now comes the Gemara, continues, a quote from Amishnah. Hareni nazir v'shama havero v'amar, pi kefiv v'sa'ari kesa'aro. That was the case in the Mishnah. The guy said, first guy, hareni nazir. So that his friend hears him and says, my mouth is like your mouth. My hair is like your hair. So we said in the Mishnah, that's considered already acceptance of a nazirut. So comes the Gemara and says, Mishum de'amar pi kefid v'sa'ari kesa'aro hare nazir? Wait, does that make the guy nazir? Because he says, my mouth is like your mouth, my hair is like your hair. Does that make him a nazirut? Why not? The Gemara says, Urminu, we have a question. Yadi nazira v'ragli nazira Lo amar klum. If a guy comes along and says, my hand is a nazir, or he comes along and says, my leg is a nazir, he didn't say anything. You know why? Because those are not vital organs. Roshi nazira, but if he says, my head is a nazir, kevedi nazira, my liver is a nazira, harez a nazir. What's the pshat? What's the rule? Zeaklav. Davar sheneshama tluya bo arez nazir, which is if he accepts nazirut on a body part that his neshama is dependent on, that's like he's accepting it on his whole body, right? So the question that is, this guy over here came along and said, "Peep, my mouth is like his mouth, your mouth, accepting nazirut in your mouth, that's not a vital body part." Mm-hmm. Or you're saying sari kesaro, that's like a sort of vital body part. So the question is, how did you say in the Mishnah when the guy says peep kefiv, is it just nazirut? So the Gemara says, "Amar Biyuda, de Amar Eche, Yase Pi Kefiv Miyayin," which means my mouth is going to be like his mouth. Doesn't mean he accepted upon this on his mouth. He was saying my mouth is going to be like his mouth, meaning I'm not going to drink wine. The Saari Kesaro Milaguz. He said he didn't accept this on his hair. He said it's like he accepted on his hair. He said my hair was like his, and I'm not going to cut it. It's different than the other guy. The other guy said, nizut on my leg. Nizut on your leg, that's not a vital body part. He didn't say nizut on my mouth. He really was saying, pif kefiv, is like saying, I'm accepting upon myself, nizirut, that which is a suit to drink, which is yayin. Look at the bottom tosfot on the Amud Rishon, bottom tosfot, the Amar. Go back to the Amud Rishon, bottom tosfot, the Amar, pi kefiv miyayin, kilomar, bimatnitin shani. Our Mishnah is different. You know why? Here's the key now. Because you'll ask yourself a question. Bottom line, he didn't accept the zirut on a body part. That's called gufo. He said, peep, my mouth. Why is that different than a guy saying, yadi? Nagli. That's what he says. Kilomar, b'matnitin shani, hu'il v'shama havero shenadar. The guy reacted to something. There's a guy standing there that accepted upon himself legitimate zirut.
Vadai ka'amar hacher li'anyan isur yao. What else does he mean when he says piv? Piv means that I'm forbidding myself to drink wine. Aval baraita de ka'amar me'atzmo belo shemi'a.
A guy just comes on his own without anybody before him. Ragli nezira. What about ragli nezira?
That's nothing. The chaveron nazar lav kedumu. Kevan de'en neshama teluyabo. Upi kefid miyayin mahani afilu Rabbi Shimon damar le'el ad sheyazin mikulan.
We learned an opinion of Rabbi Shimon early in the Masechet that Rabbi Shimon says to accept upon yourself Nezirut, you have to accept upon yourself all the conditions of Nezirut. You can't accept upon yourself one prat. In this case, we'll agree that when the guy says piv, kefiv, it's okay.
Everything.
Why? This is like a yad. Remember we said there's not only acceptance of Nezirut, there's handles of Nezirut.
V'chein ma'areni misalsid mechakel perek kama davi Nezir. Good. V'im tomar. Ki amar name yadi Nezir.
Tosfot has a question. What would be the deen if the guy, same case, guy said in Nazir, and the guy was standing there, and he said, Yadi ki yado. Is that going to be considered also an acceptance of Nazir? Now, because your Hiluk Tosafot is what? Since you have a guy in front of you, so whenever the guy says that he's in, it's Tofes. But when a guy says alone, Yadi Nezira, Yeragli Nezira, that's nothing. But maybe when you're in front of a guy, you don't have to say Pi Kefiv, Sari Kesaro. Maybe you could say anything, because you're following somebody ahead of you. So Tosfot says, Vim Tomar. Look at, Ki, two lines at the bottom of Tosfot. Ki Amar Nami Yadi Nezir Nema, Daki Kamar. Yadi Ki Yado Melehtamot Nametim.
I can explain the hand. Also.
I can explain the hand. My hand is like his hand, that I cannot go into a cemetery because it's a nizirut.
Viragli kiraglo milikres with the kamarot.
And my leg will be like his leg, that I can't go into a cemetery.
Could be.
Yeah, no problem. Well, which means, don't think the Mishnah was dafka peak if Eve. Any type of language that you're going to say when you're following a guy that accepted upon himself legitimate nizirut, the Mishnah is not going to list every case. But nechravi, peak if Eve, sari kasaro, yadi kiyado, ragli kiraglo, all going to work. Masha'ikin, if you said it alone,
no,
then already, since it's not an Evish and a Shemat Teluyabo, then you're going to have a problem. So Tosfot concedes to that point.
Comes the Gemara and continues. Hareni Nezira.
Okay, this is the classic case of our Mishnah that we studied, where the lady, the wife, says, Hareni Nezira.
The Shama Ba'la. Right? So the husband
heard the Nezirut of his wife. Ve'amar ve'ani. So there's no question he is also now a Nazir. The Sheila is like this. He cannot be Mefir. So we understood simply, why can't the husband be Mefir? Why can't the husband go to his wife, which is a regular, it's a regular right that the Torah gives to a husband to be Mefir, his wife's Nedarim. So let the husband now go to the wife. I understand you accepted upon yourself Nizirut. I also said Vani, but you know what?
You're out.
You're out. I'm being mefir. The Mishnah says you can't. So the simple assumption was, like the Gemara is going to make, I'm telling you outside first, that what's the pshat? Because what's the mechanics of a husband breaking his wife's nidarim? The assumption is that he's okeret lemafreya. Just like a tamir hakam when he's matir nidarim, he's okeret lemafreya. So we assume that he's okeret from the inception, which means there was no nidar here. Okay? It's like you did nothing. Now, that's fine in a regular case.
But, he said, Ani.
But in this case, so since he said va'ani, so by absolving his wife, what he's really doing is he's absolving himself.
And
so what?
And he cannot. He
can't do that, because the Pasuk says, lo yahel debaro. Hu enom bihal. So therefore, it's like a technical problem. So therefore, the reason why the Mishnah is saying you can't be matir the wife is not because of really, you would be able to, but you're linked to the wife. And therefore, by default, you're being matir yourself, which you can't do that. So that's what the Mishnah says, enu yachol lafer. However, and I'm speaking to the Gemara before I read it so it goes clearer, I could argue and say, no, maybe it doesn't work like that. Maybe I'll tell you that the husband is not oker nedarim lemafraya. Maybe it's what the Gemara refers to as megaz gayiz. Megaz gayiz means it is what it is until that point, and he cuts it at that point. So therefore, if you learn megaz gayiz, so really he's not being oker anything lemafraya. So technically he should be allowed Two, you see, if he's okayed his wife's the memela, he's affecting himself. But if you say he's not okayed his wife's the memela, yeah, he just stops himself, his wife. Right? He puts a stop, because he cuts the wife's neder at this point, but he's still... He's still okay. So lekara, why shouldn't he be able to? The old begaz gaiz. Why shouldn't he be able to be mefer? I'll give you a different sevara. I'll tell you know why. Because once a husband is mekayim his wife's neder, so now already you cannot make kafara anymore. So therefore, maybe when the husband said va'ani, va'ani is more than just accepting it upon himself.
Accept upon both.
That's
of
right.
Us.
He's saying I accept it and I'm happy what you did, and therefore that's a kiyum. So the Mishnah is just saying, technical point, once he said Ba'ani, he can't make kafara because you made a kiyum. Right. Now, in a kedameh, if he wants to go to a rabbi now and absolve his kiyum, that's another story. But to make kafara at this point, you're already committing yourself to a hakama by saying Ba'ani. And then we have no ra'aya from this Mishnah to the me'ikar akar machloket or the megaz gaiz machloket. I can learn the Mishnah
both ways.
Now let's read that inside. The Gemara says like this: Ibaya lihu. Basic question. Baal mekar akar. Stop a question. How does the husband's hafarat the name of his wife work? Is it okay the neder the mafreya or dilma megaz gayiz, or is the pshat that it cuts the neder where it is? The mind of kamina. So the Gemara first asks, basic, what's the nafkamina? Well, I'll give you a beautiful nafkamina. Leisha shenadra benazir. Okay, I have a lady that made a nizirut. Veshama habirta. Forget about the husband. Okay. Her friend heard. Ve'amra ve'ani. And she also said ve'ani. Veshama ba'ala shel rishona. And the original husband of the first one heard. Ve'hefedla. Iyamat me'ikar akar. If you say that the husband nullifies it from the inception, so her friend that also accepted Nizirut, she's out also, because once she linked to her friend, once the friend's ne'ikar, she's out as well. Biyamat megaz gaiz, ihi ishterai, haveta asira. And instead, if you say megaz gaiz, the friend is still in the game. The husband just cut his wife's Nizirut going forward, but that doesn't affect the friend. So the nafkamina will be between... Right? Does the friend still have the nizirut on her?
Or not.
Now, we could speak out another obvious nafkamina if you hold me akar akar or megaz gaiz.
Okay.
The lady accepted upon herself nizirut, and then she became timea, and then the husband was mefer. If you say that it's me'ikar akar, she was never in nizira, hatumah is nothing. But if you say megaz gaiz, it breaks it to this point. So when she did become teme'ah in a nizirut, so it'll be a nafkamina legabeh the korbanot. Did she become teme'ah in a nizirut? Understand? If you're okay with the mafreya, somebody, I wasn't a nazira when I became teme'ah. If you say megaz gaiz, that's another nafkamina that the midrashim bring down as well. Okay? So comes the Gemara and says, that's the question. Right? That we'll see. So comes the Gemara and says, my, what's the deen? Tashema. Our Mishnah, Harini Nizira, Veshama Ba'ala. Our case, the husband heard. Ve'amar Ve'ani, Eno Yacho Lehafir. The Isal Kadatak Ba'al Megaz Gayiz. If you tell me that the husband just cuts the neder going forward, Lefar De Ishto. Let him be Mefir his wife. Vehu Litzar. Let him remain Be'isur. And from the fact that Yitami can't do that, why can't he be mefer? Shmah mina baal mekar akar. And that's what we want to think. That's it. So be akar akar. By taking his wife, so he's taking himself off. And since he can't take himself off, then we cannot do it. Kabra says, lo, le'olam megaz gaiz. Really, I'll tell you. He cuts it forward. Ubedinu de lefar la. And really, he should be able to be mefer la. But what? Since he said Vani Keman de Amar Kiyam Lechi Dame, it's like he was made a Kiyum. Now, Imichil Akamato Matse Mefar. Meaning, if he does go to a rabbi subsequently to undo his Hakama, he will be able to be Mefer. Ve'ilo lo Matse Mefar. So therefore, technically, there is a way, according to this Pshat, for him to be Mefer his wife. He can't do it right now, because when he said Va'ani, he said Va'ani Kiyum. Now, if you hold, like we looked at Masik and Aziz, that the husband does have a right to go be Shu'el on his Hakama,
right.
So let him go to the rabbi,
say, listen, I made a hakama, my wife said that I didn't mean it, I made a mistake, whatever it is, the rabbi will reset the whole situation.
Right.
Now he can go back.
Right, reset the breakup.
And he can take out his wife's nizirut, but he can remain intact because it's megaz, because you have no ra'ayah to that subject. So comes the Gemara and says, Tashema. Bring you another ra'ayah. Ha'isha shenadra benazir. Okay, lady, she made a regular nizirut acceptance. Not only did she make an acceptance, v'frisha et behemta. She knows at the end of the nizirut, she's going to have to bring three korbanot. She's going to bring a hatat, she's going to bring an olam, and she's going to bring a shelamim. Okay, so she needs to bring the three korbanot. So already she separated her korbanot. One of the korbanot she separated was the behema for the hatat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's preparing it. V'har kach hefer la'bala. So now she got an animal here.
Right, that was,
that was designated.
Right.
And then the husband made hafara.
Now what?
Also, it depends whose animal it was. Im shelo haita. If it was the husband's animal, she went into the husband's barn, took one of his animals. Habema tetze v'tere'e be'eder. Let the animal go free, let it graze, no problem, it's mutar. What's the pshat? The pshat is, listen, the husband was mefer, means there was no neder here at all, and therefore, your whole consecration of the animal was betaut. You can't take somebody else's animal, and be, which is the husband has no problem for the wife to take from his animal so long as
he
agrees to it. But from the fact that he was okay at the mafnaya, what's he saying?
Yeah,
what you did is nothing, doesn't exist.
Animal,
so therefore, take the animal, put it back in the barn.
Right.
However, v'im shelai tabehema, but if she took it from her own stock, habehema shelai tabehema hatat tamut. But you can't bring the animal on the mizbeah. So this would go into a category of the hataot that are metot. There are certain korban hatats that the law is just let them die. For example, in a case where let's say somebody designated a korban hatat for a certain sin, whatever it is, and then the owner died. So the consecration is a consecration. You don't have an owner anymore.
Right.
The law in that case is you let the hatat graze and die. So the Gemara is saying in this case also, if it's from her animal, her animal, she can do whatever she wants. She consecrated as a hatat. So the Gemara says, well, in that case over there, if the husband nullified it, her korban remains. Hatat, just let it die. So the Gemara says, hold it. The isad kadadak ba'al me'ikar akar tipuk lehudin. Hold it. If you're telling me it's uprooting, even her animal should go lehulim.
I'm going to go back to the barn.
Exactly. What's the difference between his and us? Bottom line, there was nothing took place here.
Exactly.
The nizirut wasn't in the nizirut, me'ikara. So therefore, even her animal should be considered not consecrated bichlal. Let it go back to the barn, just like his. Ella, what do you see? It's megaz gaiz, which is must be, no, the nizirut was there. And therefore, the consecration was a consecration. Just there's no more nizirut over here. So therefore, let it die, because you can't bring it on the mizbeah. Oh, so we have a proof. Kebara says, Ela lav shma mina ba'al megaz gaiz. Proof. Now, this Kebara's answer is a little tricky, and you'll see why. Le'olam emalach ba'al me'ikar akar. Good. I could argue with you, no, it's uprooting. V'ayinu ta'ama, and this is the reason. Kivan. Now, if you go with our girsa, there's the word delo over here. But if you go with the Tosafot's girsa, he takes out the word
delo.
So let's just read it according to Tosafot's girsa for a moment. Kivan ditzricha kapara. Since she needs kapara, what type of kapara does she need? If you remember, we learned according to the Bi Eliezer HaKefar, he said every nazir needs kapara for the abstention. For the abstention factor. You didn't drink. Who told you to abstain? Make an abstention of drinking wine? Torah says you can't
God's
drink
word,
wine.
God's word.
Right? God says mutar. You're saying no?
Thanks,
so therefore, this lady over here, I can argue really me'ikar ikar, which means the nizirut was not there. But since she needs kapara for going a couple of days, whenever she went, without drinking wine. So you can't say that the hatat is not, which means it has a value of some sort.
Yeah.
Not enough to bring it on the mizbeah. Because Bama, she was not a nizira. But there is a kapara factor over here. Havat kehatat shemetu be'aliyah. We look at it like a regular case of a hatat where the owner died. The gemidi, the hatat shemetu be'aliyah, tamut.
And therefore, the regular din is let it die. Now, the problem with this is because bottom line, there was nothing here. Amen. Amen.